Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Save big money when you shop at Menards. Transform your home in one weekend with exterior wood stain and sealer from Dutch Boy. It provides one coat protection on decks, fences, siding, and outdoor furniture. It repels rain after just 4 hours of application. That means quicker results, saving you both time and money. Our knowledgeable team is ready to help bring your dreams to life, 1 gallon at a time. Stop by your local Menards today.
Save big money at Menards.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part, guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Menards is the leading supplier of quality roof and floor trusses. Choose from our large selection of residential and post-frame trusses or design custom trusses specifically for your project. Get started on your building project today in-store or on Menards.com. Plus, view our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, most people would say an empty building is just that, empty. But after years of cleaning them late at night, he's not so sure anymore because it seems like sometimes he's not the only one there.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Thank you very much for listening. And you know, wherever you are listening, you can hit subscribe because we would like that very much. And if you want, you can watch us on YouTube because we're doing that thing again. I don't know if people are really up to that. Todd, you know, are they actually watching on YouTube again?
They are. I will say this. Before we took it down like right around the holidays, there was some YouTube crap going on. And at that time, we had about 70,000 subscribers. We have 401 at this point.
Oh, isn't
so we have to build that back up. So if you're listening and you want to see Tony and you want to see Carol and you want to see Lisa and you want to see Todd occasionally, then you should definitely subscribe and check out the videos. We've got a video that comes out every night at 8 p.m. Central. Every night.
You know, and those, it's so hard. We were talking about this a while back. When they decide... either you're not a real person, which is weird because we are.
Right.
But like I was talking about, that happened with me with Facebook and I had to prove who I was, that I was a person, which is really strange to have a non-person tell you that you're not a person.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's a little complicated, but Facebook, there's not a person at Facebook who says, we don't believe Carol Hughes is a person. I don't know. And like, there's so many profiles out there that aren't. I'm like, why do I get singled out? And they said that I had too many friends at the time. Like, I was on the radio. Of course,
People just like Carol. Get off her case.
Yeah, please. But then it just randomly a while back made me change to a professional page.
Oh.
Like, it forced me. Like, there was no option. It told me like, hey, you should change to professional page. And I'm like, F you, I don't have to do anything. And then one day it was just like, yeah, so here you go. It's your new professional page.
And oh, it just did it?
Mm-hmm. And the weird thing is I see about, I get about a third of the interactions that I used to get.
That's the thing, right?
Because they want me to buy and boost posts, and I could give a shit. Because if people aren't seeing my adorable pet pictures, because I would post my opinions once in a while, but I realized that you don't really get very far with an opinion these days.
Right, right.
So I'm like, I don't want to be judged all day long, but it's like the interactions just aren't, it's just not as much fun as it used to be. It's a lot of ads that I see, a lot of suggested pages. And my own page isn't getting the traction.
It's not getting the love it used to.
Because I don't, I am not boosting anything.
Yeah.
I am not going to, I'm not playing that game. And it, and now it's like telling me all about my social engagements every week. I don't really care. And it's like, you really should post every single day. You're not posting every day. And I'm like, I don't give a shit. Don't tell me what to do, you non-human entity. So it's really weird. And YouTube did that with us. Like, are you're not real?
Yeah, that's exactly what they did.
How do you prove to YouTube that you're real? It's just so strange to me.
Basically, what we had to do is take the old one down and start fresh. Uh-huh. So we lost all that video, and it's been fun. But I will say, the people who are rejoining us are enjoying watching it. And I think the thing that is coming across a lot in the comments is that they like seeing us interact with one another. The ghost stories are great on video, but it's the interaction between whoever's hosting it that week.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
And if people really want, I mean, Carol occasionally will do this weird dance.
That was so pre-hip replacement.
Yeah, she hasn't done it since.
No, I actually did last weekend at the wedding. And I've been paying for it ever since. It's like, did I? Well, and then when you have Tony's parents going, Carol, get up here and dance with us. And I'm like, okay.
Let me ask you guys this. Are you guys still recovering? And take the hip out of it. Take Todd's knee out of it. Are you guys still like feeling like tired because of it? Because
no,
I am.
No, but I only had my trip was 4 hours each way. Your trip was 11 hours each way. That takes a little more to get over.
And I'm still feeling a little tired. I mean, last night I slept so hard.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like, but
I'm a little groggy yet this week. Yeah.
So that hasn't been bad, but I think because of where I'm at in my recovery from my hip replacement, I did way too much. And I was like, I'm not taking a cane with me. I don't need it. I did.
Should have had it.
And I'm like, I'm going to dance. I shouldn't, but I'm going to. I shouldn't have.
What's the beer that you turned me on to? Yingling. Oh, my gosh. That's so good.
It's a really good beer. It's like something that's kind of in between. It's not super heavy, but it's got taste to it.
Yeah, it's dark, though, right? It's kind of a darker beer.
It's a little darker.
It's an amber color.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. More of an amber. And at one point, I swear I turned around and you had a Bud Light.
Is that when
you switched to Yingling?
No, because the Yingling was, they didn't have Yingling at the wedding.
Right. Yingling was at the rehearsal dinner.
Yeah. So I drank Bud Light on Saturday night. That's what I did.
Yeah.
And it was fine, you know, but it's not Yingling.
I had Yingling both nights.
How did you have it at the wedding?
What did they have at the wedding? No, I had Cosmos at the wedding.
We were drinking.
A very special Cosmo.
Yeah. Yes. So I had a Cosmo. I had two Cosmos. They were actually really, really good.
I had several.
I had a couple, I don't know how many total because I wasn't ordering the Cosmos. Somebody else was ordering them and putting them in my hand.
It was not me.
Was it Jennifer?
Yeah. She's like, you have to help me drink this. Girl.
Here's another one. That's what was fun about the wedding. It was like you could drink whatever you wanted. Why not?
Exactly. And the food was really good, too.
Food was really good.
It really was.
Yeah. But, you know, at Ruth Chris, it should be.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah, they had a really nice appetizer buffet. The one thing I regret, and I loved this idea. And the moment I'm like, what a great idea. they made everybody's cake in individual to-go boxes, and I didn't get the... Oh, Todd just realized he didn't either.
I didn't get it.
Didn't get the cake
to
go.
Was?
Mm-hmm. I forgot to get the cake.
I didn't get it. I thought it was a nice little rose in there, and I was like, I can't carry a flower home. I'll crush it.
No, it was cake. So I bet everybody cake. Who worked there took home a shit ton of cake.
Probably.
Yeah.
And the servers were so good. They worked there.
Yeah.
They were. The staff was very good. Yeah. Yeah.
I like that Lisa didn't want to say butts or asses. Wasn't that cute? She was like,
You can tell that I spent way too many years on live radio, you know, where you
in the
we
South.
Did too. In we the did South. Too, but we got over it pretty quick once yeah. we started podcasting.
Yeah, but I worked
took me
in
one
the
day.
South.
Took in me one South. Day, and yeah, I was
you work,
swearing.
You work with Tony very often. He's the king of the F-bombs, that guy. He does all of it.
Ladies and gentlemen, right here, right now, king of the F-bombs, Tony Brewski, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, let's go to our first ghost story.
My name is Jacob, and I'm calling from Illinois. I was helping clean up a house with someone that was working as an assistant for a real estate agent in my town. And we were cleaning up the house, and we were in the basement. And as soon as you walk into the basement, you got this very eerie feeling, and you would hear stuff moving around. You would hear whispering. A couple of the construction workers who had been there a couple weeks before claimed that some of them had been pushed, and that some of them, you know, once again heard whispering and stuff like that. And after we cleaned the house, we went back to the real estate agent who had hired us for the job, and we asked, you know, like, there's a really weird feeling in the basement downstairs. I'm like, did anything ever happen in the house? And come to find out that one of the construction workers who was doing the roofing had actually fallen off the roof and fell to his death. And this was a two-story house, so it was a long fall. I believe he had broken his neck, and now supposedly his spirit now resides within there. And I am a janitor. I do work for a cleaning company, and I had one to share with you guys. At the time, I was being given a ride to work by someone I know, and they had dropped me off. And we were just waiting in the parking lot. I was having a cigarette, and we were just talking before we went to work. And all of a sudden, he says, there's a ghost in the parking lot. Now, I didn't see anything, but this person that I know who gave me a ride is an empath, and I fully believe that they see spirits and that they can comprehend things which I cannot. And so he said, there's a ghost in the parking lot. And I said, oh, okay, well, great. I mean, I'm about to go in at work at like 11 o'clock at night, and there's a ghost prowling around the building that I'm cleaning. So I went into work with a little apprehension, and the building that I clean is a daycare center, and I was cleaning one of the classrooms, and I was just mopping the floor, and I was just, you know, listening to music, when all of a sudden I hear a loud crash. A toy had fallen off one of the drawers, or like toy storage things that they had there, and I thought, okay, you know, maybe no big deal, maybe it tipped over. But then I saw a whole drawer filled with Legos and building blocks, literally, quickly, viciously, and with force, rocket out of one of those drawers and slide across the floor. At that point, I was just about ready to go crazy, and I'm actually in this very same building right now, which actually makes me feel weird talking about it again. Fingers crossed, nothing happens again. And occasionally in this place, you do sometimes get the feeling of being watched. A lot of the times we're the only people here in the buildings that we clean at night, and a lot of weird stuff does happen. I will always call back with more stories about other buildings when I get the chance. Thank you so much for what you guys do. It's nice to have an outlet to talk about these kinds of things. Have a good day, night, whatever it is. Bye-bye.
I think, I don't know, that would be hard. I know it's his job, but if somebody, you get the ride to work, just happens to be an empath, we can see ghosts, and he's like, there's a ghost in this parking lot. And then you're like, oh, I'm going to go into the empty building associated with this parking lot, and I'm going to clean it. And then that happens.
That is a really weird story. I've never heard a story where something was violently thrown around. Was it Lego blocks? Is that what it was?
He said he heard a crash. And then I think he said a drawer opened.
The drawer with the Lego blocks.
Violently thrown. He did use the word violently thrown.
Yeah.
That is some scary shit. And then that first story, I'm like, wait, was he cleaning the house of the other episode we did where the girl had the creepy real estate looking for a house and there was the creepy basement? I'm like, did he clean that house? Because it kind of sounds like it.
I bet there are a lot of, and we've had stories where people are in office buildings late at night and shit goes on. I think a lot of places when they're, you know, like this is a daycare, the kids aren't around, the teachers aren't around, all that kind of stuff. I bet there's a lot of energy still spiraling in those types of places. So when you think about cleaners who are in after hours, they probably experience a lot of shit.
Oh, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, I would.
Because even like when I was a kid and we lived in a haunted house anyway, but my mom cleaned the church.
Notice how she just kind of pushes past that?
Because that's not the point. That's not the point of it. The point being is that we were very familiar with haunted locations, I guess. But she cleaned the Methodist church. And it was kind of like that. I didn't feel weird being there when I was there for church and for Sunday school. But when nobody else was at the church, it did feel weird. And nothing ever happened to me there, but it just felt different.
I've always been very interested, and I think we've talked about it on the show before, but investigating. I actually had somebody reach out to me a couple of years ago and see if I wanted to do a show investigating churches and trying to communicate with the Holy Spirit, because it too is a spirit, is a ghost, right? Mm-hmm. But I will also say that growing up, I was planning on becoming a pastor. So I spent a lot of time in church, and churches have a different feeling when it's not full of people, when the congregation isn't there, when the office people aren't there, when the pastor or priest isn't there, there's a different vibe.
Yeah. I just lined it up yesterday, and there's a location. I'm not even sure where it is. I can't remember. I'll have to look it up and let you know. But it's an old Methodist church that they do have, I'm going to guess it's non-denominational. They're trying to renovate the church. And so I'm curious if they're still doing church services there, because they also do paranormal investigations there. So I would definitely think some kind of different, it's not United Methodist Church anymore.
Right.
But I've got a Grave Talks interview set up with them. It's like in 2 weeks.
I can't wait to hear that one.
Yeah,
that one's going to be really interesting.
Yeah, that'll be good. So, and I, because the guy in charge of it, because it's like spirit guide paranormal even. So it'll be kind of interesting to talk about that. Because it is definitely an old church when you look at the pictures of it. And it definitely needs some help. So I love that they're trying to renovate it and not tear it down.
And if people want to listen to that, where can they find that, Carol?
They can't listen to it yet because I haven't.
Well, I mean, when it's finally done,
when
Carol.
When it's done.
Here I'm trying to give her a nice cross promote. She's
it's not done yet, Todd.
That'll be on the Grave Talks. It'll probably be about 3 weeks away, I'm going to guess.
And they can find the Grave Talks wherever they find their favorite podcasts.
Yes, yes, yes. So, yeah, so I think that'll be interesting. Let's do another ghost story.
When I was a junior in high school, Grandma died suddenly, just suddenly of a heart attack. 9 months later, my grandpa, her husband, died, which was totally unexpected, and he had lung cancer just out of nowhere. My mom was convinced he died of a broken heart. And I was home. My parents were not home yet. And this was, you know, before, well, I guess there were cell phones, but I didn't have one. But you had the little caller ID thing on your phone. And I was home. I'd just gotten home from school, and the phone rang, and my grandparents' number showed up. And in the meantime, the house, my grandparents' house, was being put on the market by my parents. So I answered it thinking that maybe my mom was over there and I couldn't, you know, she was over there calling home for whatever reason. So when I answered it, it sounded like almost like the way long distance calls sounded back then, just real staticky. I didn't hear any voices. There was, you know, nothing weird. It just sounded very staticky. And I just said, "Hello, Mom, is that you?" And there was nothing. So I hung up and I just thought that was weird. And I realized, I don't think my mom is there. I think my mom is still at work. So I never brought it up to her. I didn't want to upset her, make her mad, never brought it up. And then about a week later, and just to go back, the time that the number rang was always the time that my grandma would call me because she knew I would be walking in the door from school. And my grandparents were, my mom was the only child, so my grandparents were either always at our house or we were always at their house. And every day my grandma called me to make sure I made it home from school. I just thought that was so odd, even though she died, you know, it was a few months prior to, well, less than a year prior to that. And then, so a few weeks later, the phone rang again. We were all home sitting down for dinner. It was about 5:30, 6 p.m. And the phone rang, and it was my grandma's number again. And my dad got it this time, and he just turned white. And my mom said, "What's the matter?" And he said, "Nothing, nothing. You know, it's just weird. I don't want to bring it up." And so he said, "Somehow your parents' number is calling the house." Well, it turned out it only happened to me that one time, but I guess it happened to my dad on several occasions, and it actually happened to my mother too. And my mom's friend worked for the phone company, and so she asked, you know, her to ask her husband, "Hey, can you find out how this is happening, because the number's disconnected over there?" And he got back to my mom and said, "There is no way that this, you know, this line has been disconnected. There's no way that this number could be calling your house." I had told them, you know, it only happened to me the one time, and we figured out that it would call around the time that my grandparents would be on their way to our house to come hang out with us. So that's my story. There's no other reason. I don't know if it was just so ingrained in time that they were, you know, it was such a pattern for them to do that. Why it started then and not, you know, like right when my grandma died or anything like that, I don't know. But after we had our discussion about it and all came together, it did not happen again to my knowledge. But I thought you would get a kick out of that story. There's no explanation, so maybe they were just calling to say hi.
So what would, that is a really strange
That's
thing
so
happen.
Sweet. Yeah, it is.
I remember when you had those little caller ID boxes and you would get all excited because you could see who was calling you. And it's like grandma and grandpa, but they're gone. And didn't they say in there that the phone had been disconnected?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know exactly how all that works. And I can remember a time quite a while after my mom or my dad passed away. Some of us kids were getting texts, messages coming through. So I don't know if they were left out the ether someplace. The text went out and then they came through later or whatever. But it's a real sweet thought that maybe the grandparents were just calling one last time, you know, to just basically say we're still around or whatever. It's a very sweet story, though.
And you could tell by her voice, like it wasn't a scary thing for her. It was, I think she took it the same way.
Yeah.
Just very sweet. And back in the day when you could call the phone company and
and talk to somebody.
Yeah. And they would say, no, that's not possible. You know, now it would be like, you got to go through so many prompts just to, I'm like, I need to talk to somebody. I tried to call AT&T and I need to talk to someone. And it kept looping me right back. And I'm like, no, I really need a person. Talk to a person.
Representative. I can't tell you how many times I say that.
I'm hitting zero. Would that work? I don't know. Like, what does it take to talk to a person? It's just frustrating. But I just thought, just the tone in her voice, I hope they all took that for what it was.
Yeah. Like, and it, let's just say, for the hell of it, it was just some weird anomaly electrical response, right? As long as they felt like it was a connection and they felt connected to the parents slash grandparents, that's all that matters.
Right?
Yep.
I think it's really sweet.
I do too.
Actually, I really like that. So if you have a real ghost story and you would like to share it with us, it's very easy to do. Leave us a voicemail at 855-853-4802. You can write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. You can hit follow wherever you're listening. That would be great. And you can also be a premium subscriber. Get those advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, we thank you for listening.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Save big money when you shop at Menards. Transform your home in one weekend with exterior wood stain and sealer from Dutch Boy. It provides one coat protection on decks, fences, siding, and outdoor furniture. It repels rain after just 4 hours of application. That means quicker results, saving you both time and money. Our knowledgeable team is ready to help bring your dreams to life, 1 gallon at a time. Stop by your local Menards today.
Save big money at Menards.
Normally in these ads, you'd expect someone like me to ask you to buy something. But I want to ask you to do something different. I'm Dave Farenthold, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm an investigative reporter, which means that I follow the money, inside of government and outside of government. The point of my job is to find things people are trying to hide. It involves talking to lots of people. It involves looking through lots and lots of documents. And if there weren't folks like me to go beyond the surface to understand who is really shaping what the government does, the public will be left in the dark about what the government's doing with your tax money, what the government's doing to you through regulations and spending. If you're like me and you think this kind of journalism is important, seek out a news source that does firsthand, fact-based reporting. If that's the New York Times, thank you. If that's your local paper, that's great too, because where you get your information matters.
Despiértate, que el $4 breakfast meal deal ha llegado a McDonald's. Incluye un sausage McMuffin o sausage biscuit, hash brown y un café caliente. Llévate más por tu dinero con tu meal deal. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The Sherwin-Williams Summer Sale is here. Get 30% off select paints and stains or 35% off our newest product, Emerald Symmetry, July 17th through the 27th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
My fellow Americans, this July, we're celebrating America's birthday at Moto Casino by giving away $1,776,000 in prize. And one lucky winner is going to take home $1 million SC. Happy 250th birthday, America. You're welcome. Download Moto Casino today.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Moto Casino is pure American energy. Born in the USA and with the same 1776 spirit that built this country. Moto, America's social casino, is celebrating that freedom with a 1 million sweeps coin prize giveaway. One lucky American is going to win 1 million sweeps coins. So what are you waiting for? Spin now on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Moto Casino is pure American energy. Born in the USA and with the same 1776 spirit that built this country. Moto, America's social casino, is celebrating that freedom with a 1 million sweeps coin prize giveaway. One lucky American is going to win 1 million sweeps coins. So what are you waiting for? Spin now on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Every dating app swap is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
My fellow Americans, this July, we're celebrating America's birthday at Moto Casino by giving away $1,776,000 in prize. And one lucky winner is going to take home $1 million SC. Happy 250th birthday, America. You're welcome. Download Moto Casino today.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.